What is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvetterani, your, I was about to say community journalist, but during this hour, I am your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Before I start this hour, I want to acknowledge that we are in the unceded and ancestral territories of the Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. And I feel so fortunate and grateful to be here live in studio. Fun fact, last week was not live, even though it was technically the first episode of Analog Archives. This is the first one where I'm going to be in studio spinning for all of you live. And by spinning, I don't mean scratching or doing anything crazy like that, but just the physical act of putting a record on a turntable and playing it for all of you. I'm really excited to do that. And honestly, I'm a little nervous too. I'm going to be honest. You know, this is the first time I've been live in studio for this show, Analog Archives, which again plays Thursdays at 6 only on CJSF. So there might be a little bit of wonkiness going on, but hopefully you can all understand why. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to switch microphones. So I'm going to go from this current one, the main mic, to the disco mic. Let's see if this works. Hello, hello. Can you all hear me? Okay, it sounds, looks like it's good. And to start off today, I am going to be playing a track from Shing02. Shing02 is an artist that I did not know about until about today. And this track is titled Invasion. It's off of an EP they released by the name of Terabyte. Shing02 is someone who is a Japanese hip-hop producer and rapper who worked a lot with artists such as Nujabes. And I think, you know, if you were anyone that is into hip-hop, you probably know who that is. And I had never heard of Shing02, so I thought that was really exciting that we had some of his records here to play. I think the way that the production notes are lined up on this record cover is like weirdly funny to me. I'm going to read it out and bear with me here. Produced and orchestrated by DJ Scott Fiction plus Vector Omega, except Illusion. Produced by DJ Top, Bill, 4, Fresh on the Beat. Written by Shing02 plus Y Koyama. Zitar EFX by Capital Electric / Upright Bass by Mr. Buckner. Scratches by DJ Nozawa, except on the track Illusion by DJ Bill plus DJ Quietstorm. There, it just keeps doing that. And I haven't actually talked about the music yet. It's a lot of very like slick sort of electronic hip-hop instrumentals, and I was really into it, so I thought I would play it for all of you tonight. All right, without further ado, Shing02 with the track Invasion, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We'll be right back. All right, coming up next, Shingo 2, Illusion. All right, we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF. You were just listening to Illusion by none other than Shing O2. We're going to flip the disc right now and go to side 2, which these songs actually aren't called songs on this thing. They're referred to as segments. So we're going to be going to segment 3. This one is Infusion. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Analog Archives, CJSF's in-house show, where every week I look around the station, look through and comb through the thousands of records and tapes that we have here ready to play at the station, and I look for what interests me. And I think the really cool thing about this show is I just keep coming across not just artists that I've never heard of, but artists that when I look up, I cannot find a single thing on. You know, and Shingo 2 is not, he's quite established. That's not the case here. But later in the hour, I'm going to be playing some songs from a band called Quadrillion, and you'll learn more about them soon. As much as you can, because again, obscure. Anyways, coming up next, we've got Shingo 2, Segment 3. Hope you enjoy. We've got the last track coming up. This one is Immersion, once again by Shingo 2. You are listening to the Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Danny. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. Once again, that was Shing O2 with their track Immersion. That was off of their four-track EP, Terabyte. Now, for those of you just tuning in, you are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we're going to take a break from vinyl records and go to the station's tape collection. This next artist and album is one that I had never heard of, and when I tried Googling more to learn more, it did not really help. This is a group by the name of Quadrillion. I think they're Canadian, because whoever tagged this, whenever this came out, put a green piece of tape. And fun fact for those who do not know, that means that this is CanCon, allegedly. And there is no actual year of release date, but it looks... I want to assume late 80s to early 90s, but I could be horribly wrong. This album, once again, is by Quadrillion, and it is titled The Reason of Rhyme. We've got William D. Roach on vocals and drums, Shane Jackson on all guitars, except bass guitars, which has Dave Andarosov, and Steve Scott, which plays the guitar on Prelude. There are so many thank you notes on this album, you know, starting off with very special thanks to Michelle Lynn, who inspired me to do my best while writing, recording. God bless you, girl. I love you. Special thanks to Steve Mather, whose professional engineering and patience helped Quadrillion to sound our best. There are so many more, but I won't play them or say them all right now. I think I am going to start playing this album. First track is titled Intro Time Tempest. Once again, this is Quadrillion off of their album The Reason of Rhyme, only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Next track is Keep the Love in Your Heart by Quadrillion. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, once again, that was Quadrillion with the track Keep the Love in Your Heart. You know, when I first started playing this album, I started reading out all the special thanks notes, and I'm going to keep doing that, by the way. So the next person that was thanked was Dave Androsov, a totally professional bass player, a good friend who worked hard on this tape. Shane Jackson, who really shocked me with his awesome guitar playing. Matthew F., who took the time to help me as a drummer and gave me new direction. And Jim B., for assisting in the recording process. All right, I'll leave it at that for now. But coming up next, we've got Prelude to the Reason of Rhyme, which is then going to go into, you guessed it, the Reason of Rhyme.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour. Excuse me. And we're going to be switching it up a bit, but you were just listening to a few songs off of the album by the name of The Reason of Rhyme by a band by the name of Quadrillion. You know, when I first started playing this album, I was listening off all the thank yous that were listed in the liner notes, and there's still some thank yous to go. So before I switch to the next artist for the night, I thought I would list off the rest of those thank yous. So coming up next, Simon and Beth, for listening and supporting. Ken L., a good friend over the many years we've known one another, who is always there to help. Rose M., a friend of a friend, who is always hospitable. Dennis and Dale, my bros who helped a great deal financially and whose parents gave me a good home. My sisters Patty and Debbie, who both love music. I hope you'll like this recording. I love you, sisters. To all my loving parents, excellent. And finally, to the one who made this all possible, inspiration beyond belief, God. Thank you, God. That is the end of the liner notes for this Quadrillion tape, The Reason of Rhyme. And the reason I wanted to read that out is because, again, this is an album that when I wanted to do research for it, I could not find a single thing or any trace of this band at all. You know, like, their names are here. William D. Roach, Shane Jackson, Dave Androsov. But as far as I know, we have the only accessible copy of this tape at the moment. And it's just really cool that, you know, despite that, all these other people that contributed to making this tape what it is, their contributions and the impact that they had on the lives of the people that made this are kind of immortalized by this little piece of paper that I'm holding. And I feel really grateful that I get to see that so often here at CJSF. So yeah, once again, that was Quadrillion with The Reason of Rhyme. Coming up, though, we are switching it up pretty dramatically. Next up is another Canadian artist. This one, for sure, Canadian. By the name of Glory Ann. This is off of her album Changes, which, oh man, when did this come out? Well, it looks like this came out in 1993. Or 1986, actually. Yeah, no, 1986 is when this came out. This album is called Changes. And the first track is called Small Talk. This is a bit of country pop. When I first heard the first track, it was almost like new age a little bit, but I'll let you decide if that's the case. I'm not an expert on country or pop or new age. Anyways, Glory Ann with Changes and the track Small Talk, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Bow, bow, bow. Small talk,
mention that you care.
Say a lot of things, but you never say that you really care. Sing it, Glorianne. Anyways, coming up next, we've got the second track, Little Rain Must Fall, again by Glorianne, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for staying tuned thus far. This is Analog Archives. Hope you're enjoying it.
A little rain must fall between sunny days. There's never been a blue sky that could keep the clouds away. The storms are bound to come. Some big
once again, that was Glorianne with A Little Rain Must Fall. You know, when looking into this album, I, again, did not know who Glorianne was, but apparently Glorianne is someone who has gone by a few names throughout her career. Glorianne, you know, being the main one, but her full name, according to the back of this album, is Glorianne Carrière. And I think that was the title that she used originally. And then later on in her career, after marrying another musician by the name of Ronnie Prophet, she now goes by Glorianne Prophet. I thought I would play a track from the both of them, actually. Ronnie Prophet is Glorianne's late husband, and this track is called Storybook Children, and it's a duet between the two of them, so I hope you enjoy.
Bird note. Some swifts and frigate birds stay aloft for months at a time. Scientists know this because they attached sensors to the birds. What they hadn't been able to learn for certain was whether birds might be sleeping on the wing, and if they do, for how long. It was thought that one half of a bird's brain might sleep at a time, as happens with some birds when resting on the ground. A 2016 study provided some solid answers. Tiny devices attached to the heads of frigate birds tracked electroencephalograph patterns and, crucially, head movements. The results were fascinating. Frigate birds did sleep while aloft, most often one half of the brain at a time, as suspected, but they also fell into normal whole brain sleep and sometimes even deeper REM sleep. But this deepest sleep came in bursts of just a few seconds, during which time the bird's head dipped, but its flight pattern stayed steady. An in-flight power nap. So frigate birds do sleep on the wing, just not very much. On average, 42 minutes per day. When perched on land, they sleep 12 hours a day. What still has scientists puzzled is how they can get by with so little sleep when flying for months at a time. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
All right, after that classic CJSF Bird Note, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we only have about 11 minutes left in the hour, but I want to thank you all so much for listening to this second episode of Analog Archives, but what kind of feels like the first episode to me, because it is the first live in-studio episode. After this hour, make sure you stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM, because we have none other than Wham Bam Eastvan ready to air at 7 p.m. And I think we have some special guests in the house, but I won't say too much. So just stay tuned for that. Anyways, I'm going to be playing the second side of this Glorianne record by the name of Changes. This next track is actually the title track, Changes. Hope you enjoy.
I'm gonna start by taking all the pictures off the wall. And when I'm done, I'm gonna burn everyone. They're coming down, the curtains and the mirror in the hall. They don't express anything but loneliness.
This next track is Light as a Feather, which is a duet with Ray Griff, who is the main producer, I believe, of this album.
I feel as light as a feather when we are together. You'd think there were wings on my heels.
You bend my mind with your kisses and sweet tenderness. Is that soft look of love you reveal?
caught up in your heavenly touch, and that's some kind of spot to be in.
I lose all control of my heart and my soul, and I'm just like a leaf in the wind.
I feel as light as a feather when we are together. There's never a dark cloud in view.
I'm flying.
Oh, wow. That was, again, Glorianne with Light as a Feather, a duet with the producer of the album, Ray Griff. I really liked that little synthy flute thing they had going on there. That was fun. Anyways, we are at the end of this hour, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Analog Archives. Just a little recap. We listened to some tunes from Shing O2, some hip-hop instrumentals. Then we went straight into sort of garage rock with Quadrillion off of their album, The Reason of Rhyme. Who knows when it came out? Maybe we'll find out one day. And then lastly, we ended off with Glorianne off of her album, Changes. There are two tracks left on this album, titled Virginia Hills and Silver-Tongued Devil. That is a very country-sounding name, but that is what will be playing me off as we transition to the next show, Wham Bam East Van. Make sure you stay tuned. Got some fun guests coming up as well, and just a good old fun hour of talk and music. Always here, CJSF. All right, until next week, peace.
The sunlight dancing on the green leaves. There is no place I'd rather would be than these Virginia hills. He's there, that man of mine, and I know he cares. There are so many things that we in these Virginia hills. Riding on our ponies, we go riding. Evening finds us on the trail, listening to the nightingale. Moonbeams caress the valleys and the cool.
all of